And besides, I like your porch.
You do? Well, thanks. That's a nice compliment, although the porch actually belongs to Slim, and I'm not sure he'd want you, sleeping here on his porch, don't you see?
Yeah? We'll bark him out of bed again, and we'll ask.
No, I think not. We tried that, and, well, he asked that we not disturb him. Bruiser was moving up the steps. I could hear his sloppy breathing.
Well, gee, what can we do? I mean, I sure wouldn't want to sleep here if I'm not welcome.
It's nothing personal. He just doesn't allow strange dogs, see, sleeping on the porch. I'm sure you understand.
Yeah? Well, here's the way I figure it. I'm gonna sleep on your porch. The only question is, how many dogs do I have to kill before I do it?
I tried to swallow the cotton and wool inside my mouth. How many dogs? Bruiser, may I ask you a personal question? We were told, that is, we received a tip that, well, maybe you're not as mean as you seem to be. Is there any, well, truth to that? I heard him laugh.
Well, now, I guess you could bet your life on it and find out.
No, that's not necessary, really. No, it's a big porch, Bruiser, and I'm sure there's plenty of...
I have an idea. I'll sleep on the porch, and you sleep on top of the wood pile with your buddy. How does that sound?
He was right beside me now. I could feel his hot dragon breath on my face. Actually, Bruiser, I think it would look bad. Undignified. See, I'm head of ranch. He cut loose with a low, deep growl. On second thought, that would be fine. The woodpile would be great. No problem. Drover, make way. I'm coming up. I leaped up on top of the woodpile. Drover was there, of course, and he greeted me with, "Oh, hi. What are you doing up here?" "Never mind. Scoot over. It seems we're going to be sharing this bunk." "Oh, good, but I thought..." "Never mind. Scoot over and dry up." He skied over and dried up, and silence fell over our little compound.